The survey showed that 74,000 jobs were lost between March 2023 and March 2024. Can you tell us more about these stats?
Thank you so much. Yes, as you've indicated, year on year it's a drop of 74,000, and the industries which contributed to that year on year drop, the first one is community services with a drop of 61,000, followed by construction 30,000, business services 14,000. However, there are industries which showed an increase, which is manufacturing 15,000, trade 7,000, transport 5,000, mining 3,000, and lastly electricity. Let's zoom into the drop in the contributing sector, in that drop of 74,000. Like as I've indicated, this community services. When we check March 2023 and March 2024, it is because around this time last year we had this project called PAYE Employment Initiative Project. It's a project which was initiated by the president, whereby they appointed assistant teachers in all the provinces. That's when it started, and it ran until September last year. Only in Gauteng, in all the provinces, it ran until September. Only in Gauteng, it ran until December. So as we speak, those employees were laid off, and it is actually a smaller number, because all in all there were around 236,000. But it was the first stage of employment. The figures were increasing. So I'm actually curious in seeing the June figure, how it's going to look like in line with what we see now.
Thank you for explaining. Is there anything that stood out for you, any industries with a high job loss?
For me, I would say construction, because I know community services, the change in levels is driven by special project. While in construction is very difficult. But what we have seen over time is that our construction has not been performing well.
Is there any stats about part-time employment?
Yeah, the good thing about the survey is it does give the breakdown into part-time and full-time. Let's talk first about the total. When you compare the December quarter and the current quarter, it is a drop of 67,000 from 10,731,000 in quarter four to 10,664,000 in quarter one of 2024. And when you take that breakdown, full-time make up 9,484,000, while part-time is 1,180,000, and which is also very important, the definition of full-time. Full-time, we are referring to all those employees working 40 hours or more per week, while part-time are those working less than 40 hours per week. And in terms of movement, quarter on quarter for both full-time and part-time, starting with full-time, full-time showed a drop of 29,000 quarter on quarter, and then year on year a drop of 16,000. And then part-time also quarter on quarter showed a drop of 38,000, year on year a drop of 58,000. We can also zoom into industries in terms of part-time and full-time also. By industry, quarter on quarter, your trade dropped by 22,000 in terms of part-time, and then full-time a drop of 35,000. Community services in terms of part-time 5,000, full-time 13,000. Business services only drop in part-time of 7,000, while full-time employment increased. And again, mining a drop of full-time of 3,000. But mining, they cannot provide us with the breakdown between part-time and full-time. And when you go to the positives, we have manufacturing, full-time is an increase of 18,000, but part-time a drop of 6,000. Transport, an increase of part-time, an increase of 2,000, but full-time didn't change. Lastly, construction, an increase of 1,000 in full-time, but under part-time, it's zero. So the survey do provide a breakdown.
Thank you so much. So what can we take out of these stats?
Normally, I tell people that we is better to look at this employment over time. In June 2018, we were sitting at 10 million. Then in March 2020, that was the highest peak pre-COVID. It was 10,305,000. Now, March 2024, we are sitting at 10,664,000. It actually says our employment level has surpassed the pre-COVID level. And when you look at it over time, it is showing an improvement, even if it is steady improvement.
Thank you so much for explaining this.